All right, any questions to all this?
Hermie, could you explain a little bit about how the Brotherhood must not fail?
Well, there is a Brotherhood because they're responsible to humanity. They have to serve. That's their task, why they exist, why they were created in the beginning. And they did exist throughout the ages, and they exist now.
Is it possible for the Brotherhood to fail in this
purpose? Well, I hope not. If they fail, everyone will be very unhappy. They mustn't fail. Just like you mustn't fail. We mustn't fail in our task.
Is the Brotherhood, in this respect, is in form as well? Is the Brotherhood in form as well as the, and is it consciously acting, or is it?
Do they do war? What's it?
Is it in form? When you talk about the Brotherhood, like in a war or in a conflict, and when the Brotherhood, the acting in that way, are they acting in form through other people?
They act in form. Oh yes, they're in form.
Do the people that they're acting through? Is it a conscious thing, or is it...
Consciously.
Yeah.
And invisibly. They're invisible and visible, both. Well, they say the Brotherhood started the beginning of the United States doctrine and Declaration of Independence, isn't that right? You're not giving out secrets. Sure. I think they wrote it, didn't they? That's why it's a good document.
The Brotherhood existed, did not exist before then?
Before what?
That time?
Before the U.S.?
Yes.
But well, they did exist. Yeah. There's Europe too, you know. And Italy. They existed from the beginning. It was important to guide humanity. They were the real teachers. And it's hopeful that everybody in this group will become the real teachers. Scott Allen, they say there's a lineup of planets. When does that happen?
I understand it's the 10th. I understand it's Wednesday, the 10th?
Wednesday. Well, we better be good. Well, someone said next fall. Is it also next fall?
I don't know.
No, just next Wednesday.
I really don't know. It's hearsay. I don't know.
Well, you're our astrologer. You better keep that straight.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you know about it?
Well, I think Golden Chariot may come down on Tuesday and pick me up. Or Wednesday. But Larry says no, it's not the time. He knows better. Well, I'm sure they have a great effect. Especially this lineup. Any big lineup.
Does that mean that things will intensify?
Well, it means things will intensify, astrology.
I don't know.
Hey, you don't know. Who am I going to ask? Joe Scamorazzi.
Yes, sir. Things will intensify.
Things will intensify. Dana 6 ahead.
That's on Wednesday, did you say? Just on Wednesday, right?
Just on Wednesday. But they intensify as we move into a new age. The whole age is intensifying. I'm sure there are special times.
Mm-hmm. Does this seem to be one?
What?
Does this seem to be one? This upcoming thing?
Yes, it does.
Herman, the Brotherhood works through humanity, is that true?
No, I can't hear so well today.
What? Does the Brotherhood work through humanity?
Oh, yes. They are in humanity.
Are they part of humanity?
Yes, yeah, certain people are who are ready for it. They become part of humanity, sure. They work through humanity and they are with the people.
Is that true about the Golden Chariot? On Wednesday?
What?
Is that true about the Golden Chariot on Wednesday?
Lord knows. Depends on the color. If there's prismatic color, be it with it. Yes?
When things do intensify, does that mean that the Brotherhood can be closer to humanity?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So if we're open, then we can be touched.
That's it.
Be a channel.
We clear out all the rubbish in the body and mind. Work on the healing list more than once a month.
I have been. Once a week.
Once a week?
No, more
than once a month. Couldn't many students forget about it? Well, the work is, if you don't do the work, it won't be done for you. You have to climb the hill, and nobody's going to drag you on their back. It'd be nice if they could. Any more questions? Your name is in the book and tells. And in Santa Fe and a few other places.
When you say, talk about the book, at the gate, is that
help him out, Larry.
That's not the Akashic record you're talking about.
That's the Akashic record, no. That's a record here. Mm-hmm. So that's in the. I was talking about the Brotherhood. So that's not the Akashic record.
You're talking about as one wants to enter, as one approaches the entrance to the Great White Lodge.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Is it by serving that they write your name in the book?
What?
Is it by serving that they write your name in the book?
Yeah, it's not by having, what is it I was say? Not by joining certain clubs. Some people are thinking by joining certain clubs, they have it. By the love in the heart. When you get up there, they look at your heart. Just like that Egyptian painting you give me. They weigh the heart. And that tells the whole story. It's not what you say. You can't give them a good story. You can't convince them otherwise. Any questions about anything? Upstairs or downstairs? Oh, Lord, where are we going?
Is the Brotherhood always present?
Yes.
Yeah.
As soon as you send out a vibration, you attract them for help.
If there's a lot of bad stuff going on, though, will they be repelled?
In the world.
Yeah, but can they always get through that?
If your vibration, yeah, they could get through it. Oh, yes. Even in the war, with a lot of bad stuff, they'll come through it. If there's nobody in the army that's in your regiment that's part of the Brotherhood, they will appear and materialize. I believe that. I've never seen that happen.
The Brotherhood can go where the Devas cannot, is that
what?
Right?
The
Brotherhood can go and serve where the Devas cannot go, is that true?
Yes, yeah, because it's more informed.
Right.
That's right.
Herman, you've talked about the other side, and for those whose name is not written in the book,
right,
a little bit, and you've talked about the fires of purification for them.
Well, that's in this world. Every experience you go through, every difficult experience you go through is the fire of purification. You've gone through lots of experience, aren't you? Difficult experiences. Made you weep and gnash your teeth.
Yeah. Sure, everybody does.
Well, yes, I know you're not satisfied with that answer. You mean in the other world?
Well, in the way that you said it, it sounded like you were talking about after people passed out of form, that they cross over, that there was another fire, that they were...
Well, there's other regions of purification, there are. Yeah.
Does hell exist in that sense?
Well, you could call it hell. You can't call it heaven or Central Park. Yeah. One of the spirits took me there and showed me how I looked like. It sure is hell. Mm-hmm. You're attracted to it. You're not given anything you don't deserve.
Do souls pass through that? And
no, they don't pass through. They stay there a while and enjoy. They just don't pass through so quickly. No. Depends on the state and what they need. It's sad. A lot of people think it's a myth, but it's some truth to it.
This is different from the plane of the emotion or the astral plane.
It's different from the astral plane. Yeah. It's lower than the astral plane.
When I serve, or we serve, does that allow the Brotherhood to work through us?
Yes.
And then this progression happens.
When you serve with intense love, you attract not only Brotherhood, but angelic beings also. Did you write that about that, create that new dance about the soul life?
I decided I had a lot to learn before I could do it.
You decided what?
I decided I had a lot to learn before I could really do it.
You lost nerve?
A lot to learn before I could be able to do it.
See, I was going to make a few illustrations for you.
But I did find that I can see the dance you suggested, I see.
You did practice?
No, the Spectrum of a Rose. A friend has a video of it, and he said I could see it.
No, I guess I'm not in form. I don't hear it too well.
The Spectrum of a Rose?
Yeah.
The Spectrum of a Rose?
Did you dance it?
A friend said I could see it. He has a video of it.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. So it's some far out titles to music and dances both. So if you do a dance about the rose, I think you have to have two other figures with you.
Write it down.
Okay. You write it down.
The shadow side and the on the soul side. And you could be the center, and you could be dressed in black and white, up and down.
Up and down.
No, not in half, all the way up and down.
Oh, but you saw
it. One leg, one foot, one and a half face.
Oh, okay.
You going to say something, brother?
No.
Yeah, the mouth is open, it's just a breathing. Are you great dance? It's not because I talk about it. Of course you're going to do it.
No, because you talk about it. So that's three beings? Three beings? Yeah?
Three figures.
Three figures. What do you mean by self and sinner? What do you mean by self and sinner?
Yourself.
Oh, yeah, you'll be your... You're part of it. You're part of the light and dark. But you make the dark visible by a shadow figure, and the light visible, the soul light visible also. And you struggle between those two.
Ah, I see.
I'd like to see that.
Me too.
He could perform for us. Okay.
I was thinking my beloved could write a song for it.
No, I can't hear. It's my fault, it's not your fault.
No, it's me. My beloved, I was thinking he could write the music for it.
You singing?
He could sing too.
He does?
Yes, he sings and he writes.
I thought he sings at the bar.
Yeah, he does. But he's trying to get out of that. He's trying to grow from it.
Is he going to be in it? Is he going to be the shadow?
No, he's not the shadow.
Well, it can't be the soul, I'm sure.
Sure it can.
Who shall we pick for the soul?
You.
Some female, of course. Can't have the soul to pick by a man. They're too rough.
No, I was thinking he could write the music for it.
He can?
Yes.
Would he want to do it? That's a different question.
That's a different question. I've talked to him about it. He didn't say one way or the other.
Any questions? Yes?
Can you say how Christ is the breath of God?
Of course, he's a spark of fire that came from the son of the Gomorrah and took on form. And the son of the Gomorrah breathed out and took form. All holy beings are the breath of God, whether they come from the past or present.
So, before Christ materialized in form, would Elijah be one of those sparks? But
all the great prophets, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have a responsibility against your with your Elijah?
Excuse me?
Well, you're hard of hearing, too.
It's contagious.
I thought it was just my problem. So you have a responsibility with your Elijah.
I feel close to Elijah.
You don't. I mean your little baby.
Oh, that's Isaiah.
The old one.
I see.
Shall we ascend?